Dan Casper here, Radio Row, Mall of America for Super Bowl 52. Joining us now, 2001 Hall of Fame inductee, Jack Youngblood. How you doing this morning, Jack?
Madhouse.
It's crazy.
This is a madhouse.
How many Radio Rows have you been to?
Oh, probably 20-something.
20?
Yeah.
This has got to be up there?
This is out of control.
Yeah. Good luck trying to weave through the different tables here. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is crazy full right now.
They just didn't allocate enough square footage they didn't do.
No, definitely. But, hey, thanks for stopping by to talk a little bit this morning with us. Jack, being a Hall of Fame defensive lineman, you kind of have to appreciate going back to AFC and NFC championship games because all those teams were dominated by defensive lines.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we had concept that, you win it up front and you take control of the line of scrimmage, and if you do that, you can stop the run and cause pressure.
Now, if you were still playing today, how would you go about stopping a guy like Tom Brady?
Shooting him. It's about the only way you can do it. I mean, come on.
Who was the toughest quarterback that you had to go up against in your day?
There was a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. I had, of course, Terry in 14. Mm-hmm. Roger. Was incredible. Had to chase him around all over the field. I'm still after Tarkenton. If I see him and he's
around?
In the area somewhere, I think.
You gotta get one more notch on your belt.
I may get a little neck hole on him now.
You're working with the Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team.
Yep.
And providing service dogs for the veterans.
Yeah, we're taking animals that are in shelters and training them and also breeding them and creating service dogs that do such a tremendous job with these guys coming back from the war, mm-hmm. with PTSD. I can understand a little of it because it's what I'm going through is not PTSD. It's getting hit in the head too many damn times.
Yeah.
And too many concussions over the course of 14, over the course of 20-something years. So, if I can help one veteran and create a space and a place for one of these pets, mm-hmm. to create a better day for him, just one day, and then make it two, and then go forward with that, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And Blue Buffalo is also helping you guys out with that as well.
Right, right. That's a all organic feed that does a tremendous job with their with taking care of the animal.
Right. And you're an avid outdoorsman, Jack Youngblood, joining us this afternoon on Radio Row. You're an avid outdoorsman, so I'm sure you're kind of loving being up in Minnesota. Have you hunted or fished in Minnesota before?
I had somebody call me the other day. About a week ago, said, "You want to go ice fishing?" And I gave him a long pause, and I went, "Do you know who you're talking to?"
I'm a Florida boy.
I want 75 degrees weather. I want the wind to be down.
They got those fancy ice shanties right now. We can get you one now and hook you up on a lake if you want.
I tell you, I've got to say this. I've always thought that doesn't make any sense to me. What if that ice melts and you fall through that water? What are you going to do? Yeah, I've already cut a hole in it, and now I got a heater over here or two, and we're drinking and fishing. What in the,
with probably a truck next to you? In the machine. You're making
a
good
know.
Point right now.
I don't know. I'm gonna stay on the bank.
Jack Youngblood joining us on Radio Row here for Sports Talk 105.1. Looking at this Super Bowl, Jack, what do you think is going to be the key to victory for either one of these teams?
Mistakes, especially when you get to this level of the game. Mm-hmm. Mistakes will kill you. And you've got to come close to being a perfect performance, you know, with all 11 on the field. In a nutshell, I've said it a couple of times, don't let Tom Brady have the football in his hand at the end of the ballgame. Mm-hmm. Make it over. Make it at least two possessions over.
Right.
Don't leave him with the ability to beat you or to tie it up.
Right.
Because how many times has he done it?
Exactly.
I mean,
you lose count so many times.
Yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I love watching him play because I love watching perfection.
Right. Now, Jack, you played in a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 14, with a broken leg. Why in the world would you do that with a broken leg in Super Bowl 14? How did you do that, I should say?
Because it was my duty as captain of the football team to lead my squad, to do as much as I possibly could, as well as I possibly could, to allow us to win. Like any good soldier, I'm gonna run to the fight,
mm-hmm.
and I hope that because I do that and did that, that they would follow.
That is I can't even imagine the amount of pain you probably went through in that game trying to play with a broken leg.
It was a little tough.
Yeah,
a little tough.
That's quite the story right there. Jack Youngblood joining us here on Radio Row for Super Bowl 52 here at the Mall of America. Just again, you mentioned concussions. Do you think the NFL is doing enough right now in trying to help prevent concussions? I don't think it's, you know, football is football. It's still a violent sport. Do you think the NFL is taking the right steps in trying to maybe reduce concussions or give the players the needed help that they need?
First of all, you'll never take the concussion issue out of the game. It's physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's physics. You got two large bodies running real fast, going real fast, and they colliding. And in their heads, everything moves backwards. So it's not just one lick; it's two licks,
mm-hmm.
because you get the whiplash effect when you run into another body.
Right.
All of the equipment today is so much more different than it's better, so much better than my days. The technique of how they're playing today needs to be improved. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving your feet and leading with your head is an idiot. He's asking to, one, have a concussion, a bad concussion, or two, killing himself.
Right.
I mean, you can break a neck, mm-hmm. that easy because they're ducking their heads.
And we've seen that a lot of times where guys get neck injuries and they're done for the career.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it doesn't take much to harm that little spiny, you know,
right.
bunch of bones that's going down your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the officials who are controlling the game to really look and to understand. I wish there was more players, because it's hard to teach what we know from an instinct when we play.
Right.
I wish there was more players having a voice in what's going on the field at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't see it.
Right. Jack, again, you're working with the Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team and Blue Buffalo to raise awareness, to provide more service dogs for veterans that need assistance. If anybody wants to help up, where can they go for more information?
Where's the road number? go to Google and go to Blue Buffalo, and the information will be right there.
Okay.
My notes are bad. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but it looks like WWAFT.org we can go for Wounded Warrior Football
right,
Team, too. So.
Right.
What drew you to that to help them out again?
I've always been, you know, pro-military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love those guys. You know, appreciate every heartbeat that they, you know, that they live for us. And anytime I can be of assistance, I want to be part of that.
Jack Youngblood, thank you so much for stopping by to talk to us a little bit. It was an honor to meet you, and thank you again. And try to weave through all this traffic here. It's pretty crazy right now.
I may just sit here.
You're more than welcome to.
Thank you,
Jack,
brother.
Thank you.
Thank you much.